Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend a little time talking about Bethel Middle School. My very special guest on the program is Sean Parrish, the principal at Bethel Middle School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being on today. Mrs. Parrish has actually recently been selected as the Haywood County Schools Principal of the Year. That's quite an honor. She's very humble about it, but we want to talk to her a little bit about, not just about that award, but about her school. And one of the things that we want to do right up front, since this is her first podcast / radio program interview, we wanted her just to tell us a little bit about her background and experiences. I know her really well because I've worked with her for years and years and years. But there may be someone listening who doesn't know her. So I'll let you do that.
Well, I went through Haywood County Schools all the way up through high school. And I was very, very fortunate to be able to come back here and teach. Personally, I am married to Stephen Parrish, who is currently the band director at Pisgah High School. We have two children that went all the way through Haywood County Schools, and one is now in pharmacy school, and one is in their second year of college. Professionally, I have done a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of college, I was one of those kids that point blank could not interview well, and just didn't know the right things to say or do, and so I started off for a year doing sub jobs. Did a couple of interim positions, and was a teacher assistant during that time. And then I got married, and we moved to Tennessee. And during that period of time, I was a school secretary. And then we came back here, and I have taught everything 2nd through 7th grade. And then after teaching for a while, I became the lead teacher at Jonathan Valley Elementary School. And I did that for, I believe, 7 years. And then I got my master's in education. And then I went back and got my master's of administration and got a assistant principal job at Pisgah High School, where I worked for 3 years. And then the best blessing in the world was to be able to get the job at Bethel Middle School, where I'm on my 5th year of teaching, I mean, being the principal. I think the biggest blessing for me there is because that's my home community. And I've told this story a little bit before at other places, but my grandfather was once the custodian at Bethel when it was elementary through high school. My parents went through school there as well. And, you know, it just, that school means a whole lot to me and my family.
Yeah, it's a great community. And that's a great lead in to the next thing that we wanted to talk about when we, you know, put sort of our sequence together here before we started recording the podcast. When I talk to people who get awards and things like that, they're quick to tell me that it's, you know, it's where they work or who they've worked with. So Bethel Middle's a great school. Tell us just a little bit about that school.
Well, it is. It's a great school because of just, it's not just one thing that makes it so wonderful. The staff are so, so invested in their kids. They don't worry about them just academically. They worry about them personally, emotionally. They show up at their events at school, away from school, and then the students themselves are just good, good kids. They care about their grades. They care about the impression they make on others. And then they just beam when, like, our sports teams will be out someplace. And it's great to win, but, like, when they stop to eat a meal someplace, we always get compliments on how well-mannered they are and how mm-hmm. they clean up after them. And that's just the kind of kids they are. But they're that kind of kids because of the parents that raise them. And the community just pulls together. And all of that mixture makes it a great place to be and makes it a good working environment. And because of those things, that's why I think our test scores have been climbing year after year Right now, out of the 21 middle schools in the West, we're ranked number 6. And in the state, we're in the top 17%. And I attribute that to the community, to the students, to the teachers, to the after-school clubs that we have started in the last few years. All of those things, I think, just mesh to make it a successful place to be.
Yeah, really good school outperforms 83% of the 414 middle schools in the state. I just happened to have written that down a little bit earlier. Great school. One of the things I told you I was going to joke about a little bit is I was a principal for 9 years at two really good schools. I was never the principal of the year, probably for a really good reason. So what did it feel like to be selected as principal of the year, in particular by your peers, by other principals?
Really, at first when they told me that I was selected, I thought it was a joke. I thought, there is no way they are picking me. But it goes back to, and I said this at the school board meeting the other night, it's just not the principal of the year. I think the name of it should be changed to pack of the year because it takes a pack to be successful. If I didn't have the people working around me that I do, I can't imagine it. My lead teacher is absolutely amazing. When I got to middle school, she sat down and basically had the school with me, teaching me about the middle school curriculum and the tests that were, you know, in that area, because I'd spent the majority of my time in elementary world. But, and the teachers, once again, it's the teachers and the kids. Right. It's not just about me.
Shout out to Emily Fama, the lead teacher. She's a really good one. And then probably the last thing we'll want to talk about, we'll see how much time we have left here on the program, but just, you know, I've been in the business for a while, and most of us, you know, when we've had some success, we get a principal's job or we get some other admin job or you receive an award. Most of us can look back and go, well, I'm glad I really worked with so-and-so. That person was an encourager to me or a mentor to me. So as you look back on your career, not that it's anywhere near over, but, you know, who sort of helped you develop into someone who would be selected as a principal of the year?
I would say Nancy Beaker. She was the principal at Jonathan Valley Elementary when I started becoming the lead teacher. And I learned so, so much from her. She just had a way of getting invested in her students. The time that she took to know the students' names, the time she took to know something about them, was something that I just found very refreshing, because she said, what kid is going to do something for you that doesn't feel like you care about them? Mm-hmm. And when she mentioned to me about being an administrator, I said, oh no, I don't have what it takes to be an administrator. And she, at that very first year, she said, okay. She goes, we'll talk again. And after being a lead teacher for a year or two, she did convince me to go back to school and get my administration degree, because she's talked about the different influences you can make on so many kids. And so that she was definitely the most person that I think had influenced me the most. And then when I got to Pisgah High School, Danny Miller, you know, I think his reputation alone stands for itself. He was amazing to work for.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing all that with us. We're getting down toward the end of the program. Certainly, there are probably other people you could have mentioned. Nancy's a great one, and Danny Miller also. I want to wish you the best on behalf of the school system. I think this program will air in October, or maybe even close to November, but in November we'll have the regional Principal of the Year competition. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.